Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It's about 9 o'clock though. It's kind of late. This is our 635th episode. Just getting my schedule all figured out where it's going. Got a lot of stuff going on morning. I got a lot of stuff done today since I got up like pre 5 a.m. this morning because of the dog that's sound asleep over here, who's probably tired because she was up too early. Anyway. What do we want to talk about today? I want to talk about 15-minute sprint planning sessions. And it is possible, right? Because the reason why it just reminded me, because I trained a team, they did a 15-minute planning session twice so far. Problem is, I got in late. And I'm like, oh my God, I only got only 5 minutes of sprint planning because they're all done. It was amazing. So I'm going to talk about that, how you get there, and why you want to try to be there. Anyway, this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun work, have a little fun at home. That's our mission. So I know we're late today. Lots of stuff done. I'm doing a whole mental thought program and everything like that. So I'm doing a lot of stuff in the morning and getting that through my brain before we get here. Anyway, it's a different topic. I want to thank everybody. Month of May got stats up. I put that for our podcast and we did really well. Got three new states. I think we got Idaho, Iowa, and Delaware. New people from those three states that have participated or listened to our podcast. So please share as much as you can. Share this information. A great little podcast, especially with the summer coming. You're at the beach, you're stuck in traffic, because we actually can go someplace this year. Maybe download a few podcasts if it helps you and makes you think about it. I would just want to expand your mind and concepts that aren't in the book, aren't in the class, aren't taught by certification, teach people because they're not there yet. So, topic today. 15-minute sprint planning. I have talked about this in the past. And the idea is that, and it takes a lot of prep because I asked the Scrum Master, so how are you getting there? He says, well, it takes a lot of prep. And I said, yes, it does. So that's part of the facilitation aspect of being a coach, being a Scrum Master, being a member of a team. So they got their working agreements in place. They got their definition ready. And that's still fluctuating, by the way. Some people think, oh, I do have my definition ready and it's that forever. No. And if anybody ever says that, they're naive, right? And they're not that experienced. So they're adjusting their definition ready, what they want, but they are planning, doing refinement activities of their stories prior to sprint planning. They are getting the work done. Theoretically, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They're still learning before the end of the sprint. So they have a clear idea what, so the product owner's prepped and ready to go with what they can put. They have velocities, they got an idea. So they got an idea of what everything they even took into account the other day. And I was like, why was it lower? Oh, because of Memorial Day. They had one less day in the sprint. There you go. So they took all that into account. They had their product owners and business people took them 15 minutes. So actually, it was about 18 minutes. It took about 18 minutes to get their sprint planning done. And then the team goes off and does part, what I call part B, is where the developers in the team actually task out their work, put subtasks in the system. So they kind of look at, so spend the rest of the time, not necessarily with the customer and the stakeholders, but with themselves in a technical discussion. Because it's a waste of time. It's the whole idea in that first 15 minutes, I call part A of sprint planning, is to involve the stakeholders. Let them know what you're doing, make them feel part of the team, bring them closer to the team where possible, right? Share their time effectively, letting them know what value you're going to be producing in the next sprint. Value, mission, right? What value you're going to produce in the next sprint. And you're only taking 15 to a half hour of their time. I mean, half hour is more realistic. 15 minutes, I'm kind of shocked. I got to get there on time now for these meetings. But you're spending their time effectively. The customer knows as a whole, and they're going to invite more people. They're going to invite more people as they go. because they're just figuring this out, right? They can invite more people so more people can see what their plan is. Because if anybody and has a stake in what they're doing can't spend 15 minutes in what they're doing, then my question is, are you really producing value, or is the person's through the chain of management or the organization really have an idea what their priorities are, right? I would want to know, if I was managing a group, what are you going to work on for the next 2 weeks? It's a great piece of information as a manager. So you effectively use the time. You're not wasting any time. They know how much value you're going to be producing. And if they attend and they see something, they may be able to identify something because they're focused on it, right? Focus for that 15 minutes. It's not a scatterbrain ideas of solutioning throughout the entire process, right? So it's a very focused event. They can give some feedback. They can let you know, well, maybe you don't have to do that, or maybe you should do it. Oh, and by the way, this is coming up, and give you some heads up on some items that you want to work on the next 2 weeks. So it's a great time for that interaction. So again, and what are we doing in that 15 minutes? They don't want to hear about your solutions. They want to know what you're doing, which is what a story is supposed to be, not how you're going to do it. By doing this, you change that paradigm where you want people ask the product owner or the customer, how do you want this solution? No, this is what I want. I want you to determine how to solve the problem. So with that, it works. This is actually the second time in a week. So the problem is, though, now here's the problem. You fix one problem and create another problem later on. Where I, as a coach, have to go in is making sure they're not taking time from one thing and shifting it elsewhere and making that meeting now inefficient. So myself as a coach, yeah, I got them doing a 15. They're getting the idea. They got it prepped. Now I got to work with them on the refinement sessions and refinement plus sessions or whatever they're doing to get the stories ready so they're not wasting a lot of time of the team looking on that activity. So my job doesn't stop just because I got them to the 15 minutes. Now my next job is I got to go follow them backwards in time and find out, okay, so what are you doing? How are you making this 15 minutes happen and making sure they're not spending 20 hours to make a 15-minute sprint planning session? Because trust me, people will find a way to make themselves look good and do things. So, but they're getting the idea, because the whole idea is you want the stakeholders to be there in effective time and use their time. So they got that part. Just got to make sure they're not filling the back half with a bunch of prep work that not necessarily need extra documentation that may or may not be needed in order for them to code the work during the sprint. So my job doesn't end. I just got to go find out what they're doing. But I think I wanted to share that with you, that it is possible. And it doesn't stop there as a coach or a scrum master. You do have to make sure that they don't trade one time box for another and increase another time box. And then that time box becomes inefficiently managed. So with that, it's what I give you today, adding value to the customer, getting them involved so they can see what value you're going to produce over the next 2 weeks. You can do it also in 15 minutes to a half hour because everything's planned, right? So I just want to share that with you. It does work. It does happen. It is possible. I was actually shocked. But I'm like, ooh, they are doing it. They actually were listening to me. Anyway, give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell if you want notification when we go live, because I am readjusting my schedule to move it that way more. I'm putting more podcasts out around 7 o'clock in the morning, because based on the way the podcasting filters out through the world, it takes them like 3 hours to get propagated. So maybe I should do it earlier. I don't know. We'll see what goes on. Anyway, have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your day and see you tomorrow. Bye. And see ya.